This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He's the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, culture, and more for the KUAF listening area. How are you on this Friday?
I'm well. I am glad it's Friday, though.
Did you, in the Arkansas River Valley, get some Thursday night showers or thunderstorms?
No, not like you guys did. Mm. Hit and miss, if at best.
I had a wonderful lightning show last night till about 10:30. And some rain.
Yep. We'll take the rain. You can have a light.
Okay. Plenty of numbers to talk about on this Friday, including earlier today, new unemployment rate for Arkansas, and it's headed up?
Yes, unfortunately, only one tick, however, but it's, I think, and I'm in the numbers are out just right now. In fact, I'm trying to look and see. It looks like... we had an increase or a decrease, excuse me, in the number of non-farm payroll jobs. It fell about around the state, fell just short of 17,000. So not a good job or not a good number. And of all things, Kyle, almost all sectors were down. Guess what sector increased 1,000 jobs? Manufacturing. Can you believe that?
That is kind of counterintuitive, yeah. Isn't it?
Right. So. Hmm. Everything else is down. Manufacturing's up.
All right. Housing numbers as well for the markets in the region.
Right. Again, it's it continues to be that same trend. Northwest Arkansas is doing very well. They had a slight – the last couple of months have had a slight slowdown, but they're still up for the year, especially in terms of the value, in terms of the value of homes sold, which is a good sign. Retaining value, the market, as you know, up there took a big hit two, three years ago. Home values plummeted, but they're returning. But in the Fort Smith market, we're seeing stable prices, which is good. But the numbers just aren't where they were in 2011. In Sebastian County, they're down about 15%. They were in July, in 2011, the problem with that is that 2011 was a poor year. It was down considerably compared to 2010.
So when you talk about 2011, that's not exactly a bubble year or anything.
No. So it's we're comparing ourselves to what was a bad year, and we're having even a worse year, or the Fort Smith metro area is. But again, just want to stress though that the home prices are staying solid. We're not seeing a decline in both markets. We're not seeing a decline in home value. So good news there.
Walmart released some earning numbers this week as well, didn't they?
Yes, good numbers, although they weren't quite as good as what the market was wanting. But I think the headline number for me, and I know different analysts look at different numbers, but I always look at their same store sales in the U.S., and those have recovered well. And they were in the negatives for several quarters, but they're up 2.2% this year. Overall, their U.S. sales were up 3.8%. Their international, and what's interesting is their domestic market is pretty good. Their international market has slowed down, and Walmart has even said, look, we're gonna hold off on some of our expansion in international markets. Some of that is just a function of difficulty in those markets in terms of their economy. I wouldn't be surprised if some of that, Kyle, is maybe Walmart is wanting to make sure that there's no other shoes to fall, so to speak, in this bribery allegation in Mexico. They want to get all their international operations squared away legally and also probably in a public relations sense before they do anything more on the international scene.
Well, speaking of Marts, we go from Wall to Carr. They had earning numbers as well this week, and it looks good, but not quite as good, but maybe better. This is where I get a little confused with business numbers.
Well, they're up. They reported first quarter earnings of 83 cents per share. It was better than the 78 cents per share a year ago. But Wall Street was expecting 87 cents. All the analysts who follow it were expecting 87 cents. Now, yeah, it is a good news, bad news. I'm sure the folks at Carmart will take their numbers. They like them. Their sales are up almost 8% more than a year ago for their second quarter that ends July 31st. But, you know, when Wall Street expects a little more and you don't produce, then they punish you by dropping your stock value. So there's some of that going on now. But I doubt folks at Car-Mart are too worried about it. If they keep this up, whatever value's lost will return. And their share price is up. I think it's up over, a little over 90% the last I checked. So they're doing well. I mean, it's let's not feel sorry for Car-Mart, I guess, is what we should say.
Okay. There's something called the Base Development Project of the Year Award, which I had never heard of before this week, but now I have because the Fort Chaffee Redevelopment Authority has been honored with this award. Can you enlighten me on what this means?
Right. Well, I had heard of the Association of Defense Communities, which issued the award, but I'd never heard of the award. It's a solid award for Fort Chaffee. I mean, there are communities all over the country that have affiliation with the base or part. They're in a base redevelopment process, and so for the Fort Chaffee, among all of those, to receive that 2012 Base Development Project of the Year award, that's pretty impressive, and most of it is. You know, there's been a lot of construction. Anyone who's rolled through Chaffee Crossing, it's a different place. If you haven't been there in 2 years, it's a different place. They've moved roads, built roads. There are new factories. Unfortunately, one of them is Mitsubishi, which is sitting empty. But it's a deserved award, I think. I mean, I obviously, you know, Kyle, I don't get to tour all the other candidates, but there's definitely a lot that's happened at Chaffee Crossing.
Is that a sort of award that Chaffee Crossing can use to attract something else there?
Yes. Well, it'd be silly not to. I mean, and I think Ivy Owen, who's the director of the Fort Chaffee Redevelopment Authority, already hinted that, or not hinted, I think it was pretty direct, that this will definitely be used in their marketing piece. I mean, because it essentially tells other project development folks, site development people, that, hey, this is a redevelopment authority. This is an area. These people have their act together. And so if there's a company wanting to build a distribution center or another manufacturing center or whatever, that does not hurt in that decision-making.
Now, Tuesday night, in a few days, there will be a big event called Defending the Defenders at the Convention Center in Fort Smith. And this sounds like one of those times when the city of Fort Smith is going to rally.
Rally. And you know, the city has a good history of rallying behind the 188. They rallied pretty hard, were very active in protecting the 188 from closures back in 2005 through the Base Realignment and Closure Commission. Well, now we have these deep budget cuts, and the Air Force wants to cut, make serious cuts in the number of A-10s, and they're going to remove 200 of the planes. Part of that would include removing them from the 188. There are about 20 out there now, and there's some talk about they would replace them with drones, which if you have drones, you don't need the mechanics and the pilots. It would really lessen the impact of the 188. Well, Representative Randy Forbes of Virginia, he's chair of a pretty influential House committee that deals with the armed services. He has began this tour around the country of these cities that may be impacted, and it's interesting that he picked Fort Smith because he's hitting a lot of cities, or excuse me, he's just hitting a few cities, and he picked Fort Smith, and he is supposedly taking his findings as the reaction, the community input back to Congress. When they reconvene. Now, on the CityWire show this week, Kyle, we have a two-segment interview with Congressman Womack, and he talks about this in depth. He thinks it will have an impact on deliberations in Washington.
He says he thinks that the actual sort of public rally that's scheduled to take place Tuesday night at the Convention Center could make a difference?
Right, and he also said that, you know, they're going to tour, Representative Forbes is going to be given a tour of the base and the facilities and going to get a firsthand look at how close it is in proximity to Fort Chaffee. And that's the big selling point. They say it's cheap to operate this unit because once those planes are up in the air, they're literally then right over Fort Chaffee, which is their gunnery range. Whereas other units around the country have to fly long distances before they get to the range and then fly back. So they burn up a lot of fuel, wear and tear on the equipment. That's not the case with the 188. But So Congressman Womack thinks that when Representative Forbes sees that firsthand, that'll also have an impact on him personally.
Yeah, I would think that that would, no offense to a public gathering, but I think that would perhaps weigh harder than whether a city can get a lot of people out.
Right. Well, I mean, yes, if you can touch it, feel it, taste it, yeah, it always has more of an impact.
All right, and you mentioned that interview with Congressman Womack. That's part of the City Wire show that you can see tomorrow morning at 8 on KXNW, or again Sunday morning at 6 on KFSM.
Yes, sir.
All right. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, and more for the entire KUAF listening area. Michael, have a pleasant weekend.
All right, you too. Thanks, Kyle.